Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Day, and what a nice day it is wherever you are, because I hope at least for you it is for me. I'm actually not here, even though you hear my voice. I've decided to take a little time for myself. Today is my birthday, and so along with the celebrating the groundhog, I'm celebrating me, and I invited my girlfriend Stephanie Duke to join me today. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lady G, and happy birthday.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. And at the time that we're recording this, I haven't made any plans, but I'm kind of hoping you and I are out celebrating somewhere together instead of being on the air. But we're going to talk about just different ways to celebrate. But, you know, because the reason I wanted to do this show anyway and not just run another pre-recording, because I want people to kind of take – we get caught up in work and helping other people and doing so much. Sometimes we just don't celebrate us. There's a lot of ways to do it. You know, some people do it different ways. One of the things that I wanted to do is just share some of the stuff that I do, but I also wanted to just talk about different ways that we can celebrate ourselves and make, you know, and realize what we do to, I guess, kind of give back and to help other people, and you know, also examine our own self worth to make sure that we're celebrating us too. You know, sometimes we get so caught up, we put stuff by the wayside for ourselves. And you have done that, Stephanie. I noticed, especially last year. It was a very busy year for you, and you're taking care of family members. You know, you had unfortunately, I just couldn't believe the amount of homegoing ceremonies that you had to attend last year. You know, but you were right there for people, whether it was being, you know, here in locally or going out of state or something like that, but you were there. But, you know, but also, and you celebrated the birthday probably, about a month and a half ago, I guess, a little over a month ago, right after Christmas, you know. So, you know, you took some time for yourself because I called you the next morning and I think you were still recovering.
Yeah, anyway. You know, that is so true, Gretchen, that we have to take some time. But this year, I still was not going to take time for myself to celebrate, particularly on that day. And, you know, as we go through, I'll talk about some other things that we've done. But the people who, like you said, that I was there for saw it robbery not to celebrate my birthday, so they took over. And they planned. I just kind of came and was like, well, what do you want to do? And I switched about two or three different things till finally they just took over and just told me, you know, where to show up and what time. And they gave me a very nice celebration of a private moment during the pandemic restrictions. So I enjoyed that.
It's been kind of hard, too, with the pandemic. I was looking, though, at one of the things that I haven't done I guess, I don't know, years, maybe even almost decades, is do an office birthday party, you know, and they talk, so I ran across this article on a site called snacknation.com that talks about the office birthday party, and they had something called 14 Best Fun Office Birthday Ideas for Celebrating in 2022, plus bonus birthday party ideas for coworkers. And, you know, they were saying, okay, you know, the typical office party, everybody, you know, gathers around, let's say in a conference room, and there's a sheet cake usually to celebrate the birthday and everything. And it's, you know, it's nice because, you know, the coworker feels like they, you know, haven't been passed over, that they feel like they've been recognized and stuff. But at the same time, they were saying they had different suggestions on things you could do to make it a little bit more interesting, especially like during Zoom, for example. I think one of the things they called what a shippable experience, where you could get everybody together on Zoom, but then also too, I guess everybody would send, you know, ship their gifts to make sure they arrive for the celebration and the opening of the gifts while on the Zoom call. So that, you know, that was a good idea. And then having different themes, like if you're in Paris or something like that. So I'm sure there's a variety of themes, you know. And I guess the themes kind of depend on what you all have in common, too. Another one they suggested was an office birthday game show, you know. Mm. What were you getting ready to say?
I was saying, kind of along with the office line, what my friends did for me was to, you know, in the office, you're working, and most of the time you only have about an hour doing your lunch break to celebrate something like that. And you don't want it. My birthday was the day after Christmas. So everyone had already had a large dinner the day before with Christmas dinner and going to all of the different Christmas get-togethers. So the theme, what we did was had, when you talk about theme, what you have in common was the majority of my family members and who were there, we love desserts and movies. So we had a dessert party and a movie. And come to find out, Disney offered a dessert package with the fireworks, but it was going to be over $100 per person. And my friends and family pulled off a dessert bar that, oh God, I feel when I look at the pictures, I was like, that was there, that was there. And Denzel Washington's movie was released that day. So not only did we have a nice dessert party that this fabulous dessert, then we had popcorn that we kind of put in our bags, and we went to the movie to support someone else, because everyone knows that when you talk about a theme, that I'm all about supporting other people. So we wanted to make sure we supported Denzel Washington's new movie. And so that was about 25 people, although we had 15 at the party for COVID restrictions. But there were others who met us either at the place or went to other movie theaters around, and we all shared our experience.
Yeah, and one of the things that one of the suggestions that was mentioned in this particular article was a cooking party. So, like, you all did desserts, which is nice. You know, I think they were doing, like, the pizza party or whatever after work. Everybody got together, and then, you know, some at somebody's place, and then they had a long counter, and they, you know, just laid out the different dough and everything and did the pizzas and the different toppings and stuff, like a pizza bar. So, but, yeah. And are you talking about A Journal for Jordan? Is that the one you were talking about?
Yes, A Journal for Jordan, yes. We all want to see that.
Very good movie, very good. I was glad I got a chance to see that as well. But, yeah, you know, so those are nice ideas. The other thing they talked about, which I kind of like, are the scavenger hunts. You have the theme, and you set that up in terms of things that you're looking for, whether it's in a particular, you know, centralized location, or, you know, sometimes they do those scavenger hunts where they have you go around the city. So it just depends on what your timeline is and what your themes are. But those are some memorable things as well. Another thing they talked about was to do, make sure you do, like, a social media greeting, birthday greeting, you know, so different creative ways to do that as well. The other thing they talked about that I've heard about but I have not done and I don't think I'm going to do, and I don't know if you had heard about it or did it, was the escape room. Have you heard about it?
Yes, I have. I have not done that one, but I have a couple of friends who have, and they enjoy it.
I've heard it's kind of fun. I think I'd be a little bit, weirded out. I don't know. Go ahead.
I think the thing that they enjoyed about it, because it tested your thinking ability and the ability to work in a group. It's a great team building exercise that you have to kind of work together. You're under this timeline pressure, and it really, really, the group that you go with, I think, and who you choose to participate definitely needs to be friends and associates or family members that you do have that kind of bond with. You can,
right.
Your thinkers know each other's strengths and weaknesses and lean into each other to solve how to get out of that escape world within the timeline.
Yeah, you got to have somebody that you don't have trust issues with, I think. I don't know. It's just escape room, and I'm like, okay. Another for the office birthday stuff. Another thing they suggested, something I would kind of like, is like the murder mystery part. I've always liked murder mystery, so I guess they were talking about like something like the game of Clue or something like that. Just the murder mystery type of party. They also talked about an officer. So, you know, this is, I guess, you know, so I guess instead of just the one person receiving all of the gifts, they're just talking about people exchanging, you know, I guess, gifts or that would kind of help brighten up the office in general. Yeah, so that was one. They also talked about a field trip. Now, I could go for the field trip. I think I haven't done, let's say, a birthday field trip, but I have done, like, an office field trip. In one office I worked with, they did something a couple of times. One place I worked with, we did, like, a luncheon or whatever for the holidays, went to Buca di Beppo, which I've been trying to get some of my family members to go, but we haven't done it yet, you know. And now it's kind of hard to imagine doing with COVID. But have you ever been to Buca di Beppo?
No, I haven't.
It's one of those restaurants where they do the family-style serving. It's an Italian type of restaurant. And so, you know, the family-style serving is, you know, like, suppose the way we did it, one person at the table or picked a dish, or, you know, a couple people would pick a dish. And then the dish comes out in a large family-style platter or whatever, and then so everybody gets to sample some of everything, you know. So, you know,
I guess
you bring out
those things, too. You need to go with someone who has... I guess that's one of those things, like the escape room. You have to go with someone you trust, can't have trust issues.
Right.
That, particularly, you have to go with someone who has similar taste buds as you.
Right. So, yeah, it would definitely, if it's Italian, you know, everybody's going to have to like Italian. If it's if you were going someplace, I don't know if they do this at Chinese restaurants, but if it's Chinese, you'd have to kind of do some of the same thing. But, yeah, you know, so it would be someone that it's kind of like you know, how you pass the bowl around during the holidays and people just, you know, serve their own plates. Yeah, that would be something. But you'd have to be with people that you trust to share out of the same dishes with. And then one of the other things that one of the offices I was with that did a while back, and I fell in love with it, was Cirque du Soleil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When they had La Nuba, and now I hear they brought Cirque back in a different form, but when they had Cirque du Soleil, not La Nuba, I enjoyed it so much. And I had gotten the chance to, I guess, go back again, but you know, before they finally closed it down. But that was something that was enjoyable, was going to, well, it was downtown Disney, it's Disney Springs now, but going to enjoy Cirque du Soleil was really a great experience. And I think also, too, we've done a couple of restaurants like the Wolfgang Puck, I think, was one, and Emeralds was another one. So, but yeah, so I've done those kind of things with the office. What kind of things have you done? Do you recall?
Yes, you know, it's so interesting how you described me in the beginning, things that I've gone through, the number of friends, family, and relatives through last year that I supported through the COVID. Well, we're still in COVID, but so far I'm up to 52 people who have been affected through death one way or another that I've supported. But one of the things, it's so interesting when you said that, because I thought about my birthday celebration. And last year what I did was I had a vision board party. We were in COVID. I sent out invitations to join by Zoom, a private Zoom party. You had to have the code to get in. And we had a speaker who led us through and talked about purpose. Because our birthdays, we are born, I truly believe we all are here for a purpose. And finding that purpose sometimes is very difficult, less long becoming focused on the year of what it is I want to do. What do I want this year to mean to me, other than the standard New Year's resolution when we do, okay, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this. So last January we did a vision board party where everyone who attended then not only just was about celebrating me, but it was also about celebrating and kind of getting some focus and what did they want to accomplish for the year. So that was very, very exciting as we were building the board, the speaker we had in to talk to us about purpose and divine intervention, as well as giving and knowing that the expectation of receiving. A lot of times when we do birthday parties, it's always about, oh, I'm going to get this gift, or, you know, what am I going to get? And when we give properly, give of ourselves, give of our time, that automatically comes, the giving, receiving comes back to us in very special ways. So that's what we did last year, was to host the vision board party. There's another time that...
You mean year before last?
Say that again?
Year before last?
2021.
I know.
In 2021.
Yeah,
actually, I held it in January. My birthday is in December, but we knew everyone was going to be busy in December till we did the vision board party in January.
Oh, so you had two birthday celebrations in 2021.
Yes, that's right. And you know what? And that's it. That was what a couple of years when I turned 55, what we did was every month, I celebrated, because do you know how many people on their funeral programs, they die a couple of months short of the next birthday?
I mean, look at Betty White.
Yeah.
Who would have been 100.
A 100.
You know, this past
waiting
month.
To
that day to celebrate, we aren't guaranteed that day.
No, so you're not.
I did something every month. Every month I did something to celebrate, as, you know, I just had this birthday, and every month this year we're celebrating making it to this milestone. So we're going to do, like in April, I'm planning a big fundraiser for Barack Obama's library. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So we're going to celebrate that month by doing different fundraisers and talking about the purpose of that building, talking about how to inspire future generations. What what does that library mean? So I think that those are different ways, finding the purpose of your life, your purpose for that year, that day, that month, rather than waiting once a year to celebrate. 55, we celebrated every month. We did something. We went on a trip. We went to, and this wasn't planned. I actually went to help another friend. Like you say, I go out of state. We went to New Jersey in September and to help another friend who was going through some things, and ended up doing this fantastic celebration of historical artifacts, helping them catalog these books and their life works of collections to be able to donate them to museums. And instead of just boxing the stuff up and taking it to a museum and dropping it off, we cataloged it and then sent them a copy of what was cataloged and allowed them to pick and choose what they could really use and had the ability to store at their museums and libraries. So that was, like, exciting, which, you know, I love preservation, historical preservation. So that was exciting.
Wow.
So those are some things. So I think it's good to know your purpose. Know your purpose,
definitely,
what it is you want to accomplish, and set some goals and not just spend a lot of money. Do you know how many people spend money on having a celebration to celebrate their birthday with food, band, music, and don't talk about the accomplishments, their accomplishments? What is it, are you really celebrating? Are you celebrating the number, or are you celebrating your accomplishment? I think that's important.
Yeah. So one of the things that I at this point in time, I haven't done it yet, but it should be on there by the time we get ready, that the show airs, and I'll put it on Facebook. One of the things that I do like about Facebook, because it's not a whole lot, but one of the things I do like is that they have where you could do like a fundraiser for certain charities.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I thought about doing was to support some charities on Facebook during my birthday month. And one of them is anything to do with thyroid right now. I don't feel like it gets enough attention. I think by the time people end up having thyroid issues, you know, there are things that could have been done or it could have been detected earlier, and I don't think it gets talked about enough. I actually think I had my thyroid issue a lot longer than before I got diagnosed. Plus, there's this thyroid and stress connection, and you know, that's why I try to talk more about people reducing their stress levels and keeping things in check, because when your stress is elevated, it does a lot of different things, including mess with your thyroid, as well as it does prevent things like weight loss, you know, especially with African-American women. So I think one of the things that I'm going to try to do is to at least do the fundraiser. But then I also get real selfish. I do the birthday club things, which I highly recommend Now, I've modified it a little bit, and actually some stuff has been modified for me. Not, you know, things have changed a lot with the different restaurants and retailers and stuff like that. So some of them don't do as much as they used to. And in fact, what happened last, I guess it was last year, I had noticed they changed a lot of stuff with the birthday clubs. Now, to explain the birthday club, basically that a lot of the restaurants that you may frequent or retailers that you may frequent, when you sign up for, let's say, emails from them or texts from them or whatever, a lot of times they ask you for your birthday. Now, some people don't want to put the birthdays in or whatever, but one of the things that happens is that you sometimes around your birthday, you will get freebies or discounts that you can use during your birth month or around your birthday, and sometimes mm-hmm. even a little longer. So I had to kind of curb some of that because I was signing up for, like, all of the ice cream places.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to Baskin Robbins. I was going to Dairy Queen. I was going to Cold Stone and stuff like that. Really love Cold Stone. I'm a big Cold Stone fan. But, you know, and then I was going and where they would have free birthday cake or something like that. I think I got one from 2J's and Zoe's Kitchen and some other places. But then I said, okay, yeah, this is fun. This is really fun. Because I'm doing my – I realized I'm like, okay, you're kind of doing yourself a little bit more harm than good in some of these cases. You don't necessarily need all that ice cream, especially in one particular time period, you know. You don't necessarily need all that cake and other things. And then I started saying to myself, okay, why not also sign up for a place, you know, online on places that you've been wanting to shop at but you necessarily – couldn't get to or couldn't afford, and then, you know, when your birthday comes, use the discount to actually go to those places and get something that you actually really want, you know, while it's discounted. So I started kind of looking at, okay, where, if I had to give myself a birthday present from someplace, where would I do that? And so that's what I had to start looking at. So I started cutting out a lot of the extra ice cream, and although there's no way in the world I'm cutting out Cold Stone because I don't live that off, but that's some good ice cream. So if you find that, let's say you, and one of the things that the restaurants also started doing, I used to be able to go to someplace like Tony Roma's.
Yeah.
I'd be able to get what I wanted to get. Get a free meal for my birthday. One of the things they started doing, though, was buy one, get one, instead of just giving away the meal. So at first I got annoyed because I'm like, oh, I gotta drag somebody here, and I've got to do this, because, you know, half the time I was getting my stuff and I was gone. But one of the things that happened was that I was like, okay, of course I'm going to, you know, if I can, get my husband to go. So, and it actually made it better because you got a chance to sit down and enjoy the meal with someone, even though you had to still buy one. You know, it still was a matter of, okay, we're going to take, and they started requiring that you had to dine in some of these cases. But it was like, okay, we got out of the house. We got a chance to sit across from each other and share, you know, some meal time, and have a great conversation, which is actually a lot better in most cases than the meal itself. You know, the meal helps set the stage and create ambiance and so on and so forth. But the real treat is actually having that time away from the hustle and bustle of your life and sitting down with someone you really enjoy spending time with. And that creates more of the birthday memory than the actual meal or treat or you know, item that you're going to buy, you know. So, but just that, you know, so I would just say if, you know, when you do, if, you know, you sign up for them, and I highly encourage them, you know, because that's, you know, that's what they're there for. They're there to bring business into that particular at the same time, you know, that's a way of celebrating you. But it's, like I said, just maybe make it more of a shared experience, because you'll find it more memorable.
You know, that's an excellent idea, Gretchen, when you talk about signing up for the different birthday clubs and for places that you frequent a lot, that you want to bring attention to. Some of mm-hmm. us have a goal of supporting small businesses, the building of our economic base within the communities. So that I think is an excellent idea, and I like how some businesses do force us to bring, says, buy one, get one free or mm-hmm. two for, you know, half price or something like that. But mm-hmm. I like that because some of us would go by ourselves and not mm-hmm. share our birthdays with other people. And it mm-hmm. makes that introvert person kind of step out a little bit to one person. Even if it's your spouse or your best friend, to mm-hmm. not celebrate that day alone and be depressed, because some people do completely the opposite, become depressed on their birthday because
right.
they haven't found that purpose, because they don't see it as a celebration of another year of accomplishments, and they don't see their own self-worth. So I think mm-hmm. that's very important. I want to go back for just a slight moment, if you allow me, to
sure.
when you were talking
yes.
about the thyroid.
Yes.
And when you were talking, oh, wait a minute, I don't remember ever saying that. And then remember you saying it, and then you did it just like you just did then. You went over it real, really fast and on to something else. And I think that's very important. January is actually Thyroid Awareness Month.
Yeah.
That we just become aware of
month.
The different.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
yeah.
I think it's super that you make that your cause, because Oprah was diagnosed with a thyroid condition. She hasn't said exactly what it is, but she talked, you know, began to bring up the ups and down, how it will, you know, you're hyper and can't sleep for days, and then it can go the reverse way, and then you're sleepy all the time and have problems, like you said, with your weight. And then I believe in September they come back and bring awareness to thyroid cancer. Awareness month is also another big month. So
right.
I think those are really good things for us to bring about and talk about on our birthdays.
Right. Damon John also, Damon John, who is the founder of FUBU, is on, and he's on, oh, God, I can't even think of that show now.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, Shark Tank, thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had thyroid cancer, and he brought a lot of attention to it. It will sneak up on you, I will say, and the reason I say that is because a lot of the symptoms that you have or I had with thyroidism were very similar to some of the things that I was going through with menopause, and I was going through them at the same time, so I can't really tell you in some cases what was menopause and what was my thyroid in some cases.
Okay.
It will deplete your system of a number of things. I found out that I had osteoarthritis, I guess. Osteoporosis.
Yes.
Anyway, mm-hmm. and so I ended up, that was one of the ways I found out about that. So I ended up, they put me on, I guess, a generic version of Fosamax for a while, and then they weaned me off of that and took me off of that. I found out about a variety of allergies I have, including being vitamin D deficient, especially D2, which actually, as an African-American, you need to kind of look at that closely because of the fact that we don't respond, let's say, to sunlight. Our skin responds differently to sunlight versus
right.
other people. So, but still, whether you're African-American or not, you still have to monitor, you know, where you're getting your vitamin D or how much vitamin D you're getting, because we have all of these sunscreens that we use now. And you know, so because we're trying to block a lot of stuff, you got to find out whether or not you're blocking, by, you know, an ample amount of vitamin D. We
mm-hmm.
are inside a lot with our jobs and just about everything else, even our entertainment. You know, the Netflix junkies and whatnot, and we aren't, and we don't eat properly. So,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things, one of the reasons I'm emphasizing vitamin D is because vitamin D is very important in terms of boosting the immune system, which I did not know. When I was growing up, everybody talked about vitamin C. So I drank orange juice like, you know, it was, there was no tomorrow. But
mm-hmm.
did not know anything about the ramifications about not getting enough vitamin D. Now, also, too, you've got
right.
to watch vitamin D because, but what I would recommend, and I'm going to do this for my birthday, I'm going to recommend that the next time you go for a physical or whatever, I would ask for a screening.
Mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
a thorough screening to see what my cholesterol is like, what my blood sugar is like, what my thyroid levels are like, and anything else that you may be concerned about. One of the things that, and I don't know how to get screened for it, but I would like maybe a mental health screening. There's been
mm-hmm.
some mental illness on both sides of my family. You know,
mm-hmm.
as you get older, some things set in. Am I at risk for having a mental health episode of some sort? You know, I would like to find that out.
Yeah.
My mother, one of the things my doctor gave me, because I asked last time I went to her for a physical, I asked for a screening for, I guess, my heart. She gave me a prescription to go to someone to get a stress test because,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, last year I just turned 60. Well, my mom had her first heart attack around 63.
Mm.
Okay. I don't want to wait until I have a heart attack to say, oh, yeah, I might have been prone for that.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I'm, you know, and I know, I remember my mom talking about how much she hated the stress test. And how, you know, taxing it was and difficulties she had from the stress test. And I remember a lot of things that she did. Some of what happened to her caused me to make changes in my lifestyle as the years went on. I drink decaf coffee, and everybody's like, why do you even bother? I'm like, well, you know, I still like the taste of coffee, and, you know, and I like coffee drinks and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, and I can tell the difference when I have something with too much caffeine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me to type on a keyboard.
Keyboard.
I'll probably miss the mark. I always say don't, you know, I'm like, no, don't give me too much caffeine. I may slap somebody. You know, I get somewhat jittery. Now,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I notice it and sometimes I don't. I took a liking to something that I'm trying to wean myself off of. Coke has this drink now, Coke with caffeine. I love this stuff. I tried it. I loved it. I got some more. Publix had a sale on it. I bought some. I drank some, and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
done because I know it's not any good for me.
You know, I think you're so point on when you talk about the screening for our mental health, particularly since the pandemic, and we have noticed the increase in the mental depression. And so there is a way, and I imagine, you know, depending upon your health insurance, that you could screen, go in and talk to someone about your family history and have them put it down and then recommend
the proper screening type tests, or to see exactly what you may be predisposed to, even particularly with Alzheimer's now, that they have the pre-screening, so that we can be a little more proactive in knowing what your triggers are, those things you were just, you know that too much caffeine, what it's going to do, that so you know what time of day to have it when you need to do your work at the computer versus I'm going to be out and about earlier in the morning when you need that kind of energy and to forge through. Gretchen, you have an unbelievable morning schedule. So you need all that extra caffeine to get going.
Well, no, I don't. But, you know, I don't. I actually drink decaf coffee now. Now, my downfall in terms of caffeine is I'm a chocoholic. So, like right now, I'm sitting here drinking a lovely cup of double dark hot chocolate. Just enjoying that. But, you know, the thing is, it took me, it didn't take me as much as some people to wean off of the caffeine. You know, Mom had to switch and drink decaffeinated coffee. We all switched. It was a lifestyle choice, and, you know, it took some getting used to, some more than others, but we did it because it was a life or death decision. Basically.
And it makes it easier when you do it with a group like that. You know, this is a family change that's good for everyone. So that's great.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it is when we talk about celebrating ourselves, celebrating our birthdays and stuff, we have to remember what our value is, and so we have to treat ourselves better. And so we can treat ourselves, but we also need to worry about, not, I shouldn't say worry, that's not a good word, but we need to also focus on treating ourselves better. We have to remember that we're a gift. God gave us to the world just like he gave his son. He creates a bunch of us on a regular basis with different gifts that we have that we give to each other, to our communities, you know, and everything. So we have to remember, in addition to getting gifts and giving gifts, we are gifts, and we have things that God has put in us to give. So we've got to make sure that we're treating ourselves well and making the best of ourselves so that we can be of benefit to others, so we can be here for the purpose that God put us here for.
So, exactly.
And I think we forget that sometimes, you know.
And to be able to do the best we can at what we're here for, you know. Some of us never figure it out, and well, some of us never recognize it, but other people recognize what we're good at. And
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, stop it.
No, seriously.
Seriously, I am good. You are good at getting information, valuable information, in the hands of others, to their ears to hear and settle into their minds. You are fantastic at that.
Well, maybe
that is your gift.
But it took a long time to get there. And then also, too, I just don't feel like, I feel like, okay, there's something more. There's something else. There's something else I'm supposed to be doing. You need to talk to me, Lord. I am in this regular conversation with him, and I'm trying to also shut up and trying to listen, because it's usually very one-sided. I'm like, come on. I can't hear you. Help me out here. Help a sister out. Come on. So I'm constantly in this conversation with him. And so I find myself, like, even as much as I love the radio while I drive, I love singing in the radio while I drive and stuff, I find myself every now and then I'll just turn it off, because I'm trying to allow for that quietness so that I could, you know. But my brain is just, like, Going. It's like, you know, some nights I don't sleep well, and I hate if I wake up in the middle of of the night for any reason, because trying to get back to sleep is awful. Because once I wake up, then the brain starts going, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Did I do this? Did I do that? Well, what about this? What about that? Hey, I have an idea for this. And it just starts to go, and I hate that. You know, if I can get through a whole night with good sleep, and I'm working on it, I'm getting better. But every now and then, and one of the things I've discovered is, for me anyway, I just can't sleep hot. So, like, the room has to be, even though I may be under the covers, the room has to, the temperature can't be too warm in the room.
Yeah, and that, you know, that is so interesting. When you say the temperature has to be right, that's a lot of discovering who we are. Our temperature has to be right. We have to have the right temperature, knowing that this feels good, not only for what, as I celebrate my birthday, that I'm now another year older, another year wiser. How do I take this information, this growth, the people I've met along the way this last year, and use that for a greater good, to be the better person that I am throughout this year and that I'm going to be the coming year? You know, I'm sitting here just writing down a lot of things, thinking about this thyroid. And when I listen to you and the article that I just finished reading, that you were talking about the menopause, how you don't know which it was it the menopause symptoms or the thyroid symptoms. And that's a lot what happened to women. We kind of dismiss maybe what's going on with our thyroids, thinking it is menopause. And even the slightest abnormal menopause thing is not normal, and we women have to stop accepting that it's normal and realize that there are medications, there are activities, there are food, changing of the diet that can help us lead a very happy and wonderful life on that birthday that the menopause period started happening, you know?
Yeah, and the thing about with the thyroid, and like I said, I encourage people to ask about getting it checked because, like I said, it's kind of sneaky. No one really talks about it. For years, the only person I knew that had any type of issue with their thyroid was my first cousin in St. Petersburg, and she had hers removed when we were about 12. And after that, I don't remember just a whole lot of people talking about it. And then once I started, you know, and I asked her, she was like one of the first people I went to when I got diagnosed, and I know hers was a little different because my thyroid hadn't been removed yet, so I know she, you know, and it had been decades. And she started telling me, well, yeah, my sister has it, and one of our other cousins has a thyroid issue, and her two sons had, like, nodules or whatever. And it's not the same for everybody, you know. So when you try to talk to people about it, you almost have to remember, okay, there's so many different things. There's hyperthyroidism, there's hypothyroidism, there's and then associated with those are Graves' disease, usually associated with hyperthyroidism, and Hashimoto's disease, which is associated with hypothyroidism, usually. And tests that I have, even though I have Graves, apparently there's a little Hashimoto's somewhere in there. And then there's medications and or thyroid removal or one of these surgeries that I was looking at not necessarily removing the thyroid, but I think it had to do with reducing the thyroid. Then there's thyroid cancer. So there's different things you really have to kind of – I mean, I'm still – learning and growing. I was presented with the option of removing my thyroid. I decided to an oncologist who told me about it. It was not within me. I felt the more I thought about getting it removed, the more physically uncomfortable. I mean, to the point of panic, And that was, so something was telling me that was not the option for me. So I went back to my doctor and said, let's just stick with the medication and, you know, we'll see how things go, you know, and every now and then they have to up or decrease my medication. I love it when they decrease my medication, because the thing is that you have to worry about too, when you're on too much medication, you are taxing things like your liver and your kidneys and stuff like that. So, and that's why I have to work on the water issue, because, you know, I want to make sure that my system is flush. So the thing is, anything that you can do as preventative measures for things like your thyroid, although some of that is genetic, but for things, other things like your heart, your blood sugar, you know, your cholesterol, some of those are genetic, some of those you know, some of those you can manage with diet and exercise. And I even had somebody on my show recently that said, you know, even if it's genetic and you start to think, well, there's nothing I can do about it because it's genetic, she said that that was the key, the trigger, that it means that even though you can't do anything about part of it, you still have to be vigilant. Because mm-hmm. you have something that you can't do anything about, and you know, so the thyroid thing, there's only so much that I can do something about. But one of the things I discovered is, as much as, because like I go to the gym 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, early in the morning, like you talked about my morning schedule. I really don't like going to the gym, but now I feel like I have to. I feel like I've started going so much now that I feel I start to panic when I'm not going, because I find that I have to do some sort of regular exercise, especially as I get older. It helps me retain a certain amount of strength, because you lose like muscle mass and everything else as you get older. You know, I feel stronger. Much as I hate the gym, I do feel stronger by regularly going.
Okay.
And so I keep going, because I know it may not do anything, let's say, for my thyroid or maybe some other things, but I don't think I'm harming myself by going. I think I'm helping myself. If I thought I was doing myself some harm, I'd stop. So maybe I'll go and get me a new gym outfit for my birthday. I really don't invest a lot in gym outfits, because I'm always like, okay, I'm going to get stinky and sweaty and smelly, and why am I investing this kind of money, and who am I trying to impress?
Yourself. Be good to yourself. You know, that's like people who have the china, this expensive china in the china cabinet, and only bring it out when they have company. Your birthday is a very special event. Use your china. Use your good things.
Oh, yeah.
Take care of yourself.
I try to tell my husband that a lot, too, about the china. I'm like, why are we leaving it in the cabinet? What's the deal? Let's use the doggone china.
I use mine.
Yes. I'm going to have you over so we can use the china and the crystal. And these crazy-looking fancy forks that I insisted on having when we got married as part of the set. But I love them.
Yes.
They're a little dangerous. You'll have to see.
Important outfit, you know, to if you thought about it, if you thought about it enough for yourself, take advantage of it for yourself. You know, let that be your celebration of all the good you do.
Yeah. What I might get is another bathing suit. My husband, he was kind enough. That was my birthday present, because he knows that part of my going to the gym is going in the pool. So he bought me about 5 bathing suits for Christmas.
Wow.
You know, he's like, you got to get rid of some of those other ones. Stuff. I was like, well, I threw one in the garbage. I threw one through, you know, because with me using bathing suits as much as I do, it's not like, oh, okay, I'm going on vacation, I'm going to wear my bathing suit. You know, I may wear it a couple of times while I'm gone. No, if I'm wearing bathing suits regularly, they're getting bleached out and the elastic's getting stretched out. And then one of the things I noticed recently, because I had lost a few pounds, is that part of the bathing suit got a little loose. I was really happy about that. So so maybe by the time the show airs, I'll need to get another bathing suit because maybe I've shrunk a little bit more.
Hey, that's the goal. That's the goal.
Hey, that's a goal. Always a goal to do better. Yeah, so. So anyway, you know, I just wanted to, you know, like I said, I decided I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I may just be sitting up at the house, but I decided, you know, I was just going to take the birthday off and just, you know, hang out. I may go enjoy some of those treats. You know, I'm probably going to maybe try to see a matinee or something like that, but I decided to give myself this day. You know, I'll probably, you know, go somewhere and do some praying, giving thanks for the blessing of this day. Provided, because you can't take anything for granted these days, provided that I'm still here by this day.
You never know.
You never know. You never know. And but you know what? Whether I am or not, it's okay. It's okay. Because it's whatever God decides according to his will. And that's one of the things that I really would like to get everybody to try and embrace, you know, to try to live purposely according to his will. It takes a lot of the stress off, you know, because, you know, instead of trying to make up the rules, you're just following the instructions, you're just going along with it, and it makes life a lot simpler. So.
I love it.
Yeah. So, but I'm taking some suggestions from you. The vision board, you know, people have been talking about the vision board. I have not really done anything with it, but I think it's it's time for me to work on that vision board this year. So maybe I'll work on that today. Yeah.
Okay. No, you should have a vision board party. And what that does is not only allow you the time to work on it, but it gives you accountability that you are accountable to others to complete it and then share the completion of your board with others. So I invite a vision board party for your birthday or leading up to your birthday and invite at least 5 to 10 people.
Okay, it sounds like pressure to me, but I'll think about it.
Accountability.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted for my birthday, but okay. Anyway, thanks, Steph. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you all
for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed. Talk to you next time. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
He'll make it all right. God is able.